Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
Man, where have I been? Deshaun Watson? And you knew? I didn't know that. You're like, oh. Yeah. I follow somebody who's always asking, tweeting about Deshaun Watson. I'm like, I have not thought about him. This is 2 weeks out, the Bills and the Browns.
Right.
Could that happen?
I mean,
what do you know here?
What I know is, well, first of all, someone for like maybe more than a month. This is one of those things I always thought, like, if it comes up, I guess, you know, reverse AFC power rankings would be an opportunity to mention it. Every week for a while now, Stefanski gets asked because someone I follow is just giving me just Browns media, you know, availabilities.
Mm, who would that be?
I don't even know. It might be just someone I follow retweeting an account that's asking him, you know, what's going on with Deshaun Watson?
I don't have a Browns.
Is there a practice window opening up or something? And
I've got Goodberry, who's today. I've got Andrew from Pittsburgh.
You know who I've got?
Jeremy Kahn. I've got Jeremy, AFC North.
Have you talked to Spencer German?
Yes.
Okay.
Rochester guy.
Yeah.
Or he worked there.
He's in Cleveland.
I might follow him.
And when I had him on, the first time I think we had him on, I had him on solo in the summer, I think, or earlier than that, whatever. And I think I started following him then. And that might be where I'm seeing retweets of Browns news conferences where Stefanski is asked. It's like every week. And it's always noncommittal. I don't even really know how he's answered other than, you know, we're just trying to get him healthy. Every week. So today I saw that they had opened his 21-day window. And what I know is that our buddy Armando Salguero wrote about it.
I follow him.
And he said, like, their motivation to not put him on the field should be extremely high.
Because, I know, but I'm wondering what that means to this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is this a strike against that theory?
I don't know. If they're just going through the motions because he's healthy, I think the whole thing will be predicated on whether he can pass a physical or not. So if he's able to practice, then
you already passed the physical.
Right. I don't know how that works, but the physical going into next year though is the key element, I believe, from what I read from Armando, because the cap figure for next year is something in the 80 millions for Deshaun Watson on the Cleveland Browns. But if he is proven to be, or if they can prove that he's not healthy, they'll get a lot of relief from both, I think, financially and cap-wise. Like, the cap hit gets cut in half if he is physically, you know, incapable of playing. So I don't know. If you want to play him and he demonstrates that he's healthy, then I think you might be on the hook for $80 million
well,
eventually.
Well, that would not be advised.
I don't think you want to do that if you're the Browns.
And they're bad.
Yeah.
And they have five games left, and they have no incentive to win.
No.
So what is this?
I don't know. Maybe you play him because he's the worst of your guys. I mean, he hasn't played since...
Can't be that much worse.
Well, like early last year, I guess, is when he last played.
But he can't be that much worse than what they're using.
I think that's also fair.
They should have... Wow, Cleveland. There are so many... We've talked about this. There are so many interesting... I mean, really up in the air quarterback situations in the NFL going into next year. The Browns, quintessentially, what should they want to do?
They just drafted two guys.
They just drafted
in
two
the last
guys,
draft, but nobody, you know, third round, fifth round, yeah,
who predictably are not good.
Right,
like Sanders, we're trying to find the good. Gabriel, maybe also, but neither guy gives you any real, I think, anyway, confidence that you don't need to draft somebody else or sign somebody else. Watson, who should we want the Browns to roll out in week 15? Week 16.
Week 16, yeah. 15 is Patriots. I honestly don't – I can't allow myself to be worried about them playing Deshaun Watson.
I'm not worried.
I might even feel like that might be the worst of their three options.
Well, maybe, but again, it's weird if they do it. What are they going for?
Right.
They're trying to find out if he can play, really? I mean, it's torn Achilles, it's the bad shoulder. I think the shoulder, when he left last time, or before the Achilles, I guess, when he was really struggling, it was the shoulder that was the story, not the scandal.
Right.
Or whatever sort of, like, confidence he'd lost. I mean, that might just go, it might just be in turn, but the shoulder, it looked like he couldn't throw. And so that, and then the an Achilles tear, and that's like a little more than a year ago. There was a setback supposedly, but when you open, I need to know from Sal or somebody, like when you open the practice window, aren't you like there? Shouldn't you be past the point of passing the physical when that happens? Isn't the whole point to like not do that?
I think again,
until you're physically able to like ramp up.
I think the timing of the physical again is for like next year's purposes. Like before, like whenever the report date is.
No, I don't mean like for the contract and all of that.
Okay.
Just like logistically, doesn't it make sense to think that you should have to be able to pass a physical before this?
Yes. Yes, I think so.
Well, okay then.
So
unless we're wrong about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe the whole premise that I read from Armando is, you know, shaky. I don't know. Because I'm not sure all the machinations.
Okay.
But the way he wrote it pretty plainly was, you know, if they can hide behind insurance, if he can't pass a physical next year, then they get a lot of relief.
Of course.
And I think that comes due like whenever the new league year starts and all that stuff.
I just never had pondered the possibility that he would play this year.
Well, sure. The recurring tweets that I'm referring to from Stefanski's media appearances to me sort of took on, I wondered if it was just a bit, even not from the coach, but from the report. Like, I'm just going to keep asking about Deshaun Watson until like something happens.
It's okay to.
Yeah.
And I think.
Yeah. He's on, I mean, he's there.
What's the latest?
And, you know, maybe eventually you get an answer that's different than we'll see. And I guess today was that day. I mean, I think we're still at we'll see. He's just starting to practice, but...
No, but no, it's 21 days.
It's the kind of thing you do if you're getting someone ready to play, I think.
And I wonder, too, if they have any sort of, like, I'll say legal obligation to do this if he can pass the physical. Like, if he is,
right.
Because, you know, he should have the opportunity to play if he's healthy. But the team has incentives to not play him when he is. So very interesting. I haven't thought about him at all. That game, it's a 21-day window. That game is in 17 days. Like, that would be the game. When Burrow right or wrong, when they opened the window for the proverbial window for Burrow, there were two games that happened. And the first one he was never going to play. The second one he might, and we thought he would, and then he didn't.
Right.
And then Thanksgiving was the third one, and Monday of that last Monday, like, yeah, he's good. So the third game in the 21 days, that's what you're doing. What was Hairston?
That was really quick. They opened that window, and he played right away.
The first week?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Hairston got on the field, and then suddenly he was, like, no injury designation, and he's just playing.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't, you know.
If you're ready, you're ready.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and they could wait until after the Bills game and then activate him that week before the fourth game. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's not a deadline by that Bills game. They've got a few days wiggle room. So I don't know.
No, but if he doesn't play that game, he can't play.
No, because they can activate him. That's the thing.
Oh, well, okay.
So
that's that's what I meant.
4 days after they play the Bills. If they play the Bills in 17 days, they've still got days to activate him, and then he could play.
Or they could activate him, and he'd be a backup.
Sure, whatever. But there's not a deadline at the Bills game. But
ADP chasing fans, is Deshaun Watson the guy you need this year to win fantasy tournaments? Right. Wow. Yeah. Nobody ever drafted him once.
And like
nobody drafted him once.
I don't know, again, all the machinations of what the Browns should be motivated to want to happen, but if indeed he has to be not healthy so they get like half, 50% of that $80 million in relief on the cap, then I don't know, like... You dig divots in your practice field where he's going to be dropping back so he twists his knee or something. Like,
come on.
What are they going to do?
No.
Because there's just no way that they should. I wonder, if they have to. I wonder if like, he is, I'm healthy. You know, the doctor says I'm healthy. My doctor says I'm healthy. Does he go in there and it's a scene? Like, if they say, we don't want you to play. We don't want you to start practicing. We just kind of don't want you around. They probably have to allow him to participate, I think.
Or I don't know.
It's a whole situation.
Why should they have to do that? They could. They have to pay him. They have to, maybe even activate him. They have to pay him. That's what they have to do is pay him. They don't have to play him. Roy Hobbs. I'm not going to play him. He's on the team. I'm not going to play this bum. He's old and terrible. Turns out he wasn't terrible. He was good. In fact, he was great.
Maybe you open his practice window. I don't even want to say it. I just don't know.
I want to know, though.
The whole thing is just very strange.
I want to know, like, what is the game theory on this?
Yeah.
Short term, long term. Why would it make any sense short term? They're playing Tennessee. I'll stop on the Browns. I'm sorry. I do love AFC North life. I love the Bills playing the Steelers and the Bengals and the Browns. It feels right. 25 years ago, they could have had this on on the regular, but Ralph Wilson wanted to stay with the AFL rivals. So they stayed with the Jets and the Patriots and, I guess, the Dolphins. Like, when it realigned in 2002, I think it was, like, the Bills wanted the AFL tradition. That was the story anyway. So, okay, this is cooler. I like it. It would be subjective. I like it in here. I like the Browns and the Steelers and the Bengals on this schedule. I don't know. It's all more drivable.
Yeah, regionally, it has always made sense.
So I would like to know the game theory on the Browns thing because I can't figure it out. What do they want? And they're playing Tennessee this week, 2-10 versus 1-11, isn't it? Like, it's for the first pick of the draft. We said yesterday you can get tickets for $3. What a deal.
Browns are 3-9. But yes.
3-9 versus
1-11. 2-10 is the Raiders. They're in between.
Okay. So the Browns don't have a great shot at it if they lose, but they still do have a shot at it if they lose to Tennessee.
Sure.
Wow. Okay. What are the Bengals in terms of a rival of the Bills? Like, where would the Bengals rank on the rivalry rankings? In the rivalry rankings? Currently. This is a sliding scale.
Yeah.
It's fluid, as you like to say.
I think it...
Top five?
Chiefs, Ravens, Patriots.
Ravens?
Yeah. There's been playoff meetings. They kicked the crap out of the Bills last year. Yeah. I think They to me are more. Yeah, they're more valid as a rival right now than the Bengals, even though the history doesn't go back as far. I'm just thinking, you know, the last, since the Bills got really good.
Since Allen.
Yeah, I think the Ravens are a team because they're right there with you. And the Bengals, though, I think, because there's only been the one playoff meeting and then one regular season game and like a quarter of another one, it's just not as hot as the Ravens, I think. Not that the Ravens have never beaten the Bills when it mattered, I guess, but I feel like they're...
That's a big difference.
That is, but they're such a quality team year over year and a contender every year just like you that I feel like they kind of outrank the Bengals. They've not really been... Like, the Bengals had a lost year last year and almost another lost year. We'll see if they can recover here now that Burrow's back, but they're still only 4-8. They're one game better than the Browns.
They are.
So...
Congrats.
But I think maybe top five, I would say. The teams I mentioned, it's just my opinion. Chiefs, Ravens, Patriots. The Bengals could be something right in there, four or five. No one else springs to mind ahead of them.
Are we saying, because I kind of want to be saying this, are we saying that this can change like day to day? Does it have to be year to year?
Year to year, meeting to meeting, maybe.
Because New England should be above Baltimore.
Oh, sure. I wasn't necessarily going in order. I was just giving you, these three immediately come to mind.
Good.
The Bengals are below them. Yeah, I didn't have them ranked necessarily.
Okay, good.
I should have been less sloppy about articulating that. But anyway, I feel like the Bengals are below those three, and I don't know. They've had playoff meetings with Pittsburgh. Are the Bengals and the Steelers somewhat similar, except that the Bills murdered the Steelers in the playoffs? And the Bengals had their way with the Bills the last time they played.
I know that you're never speaking for everybody, of course, but, and this is really an obvious time to say this because last week's game just happened and this game hasn't happened yet. I think the Steelers are kind of a joke. And a week ago, I would have been not as eager to say that. But right now, the Steelers are kind of a punchline. They're just like, when are you ever going to change? What are you doing? 9 years since a playoff win. Is it funny to you? Like, when are you ever going to do something else? Aaron Rodgers, by the way, I think the Steelers are kind of laughed at. And the Bengals usually are laughed at. Most of their existence, they've been laughed at. But not really necessarily right now. And if you're a Bills fan, you don't want to make fun of this game. I mean, Cincinnati did a thing that almost nobody has ever done, and that's win a playoff game in Buffalo. Like that, they did that, and they did it handily. Like they did that decisively, impressively. So,
listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Enough with you guys and your Chiefs fixation. It doesn't have to be Kansas City you could lose to. The Bengals came in and really, that was they punked the Bills
and,
that day.
And didn't they then beat Kansas City the following week in Kansas City? Or have I got my years mixed up?
No, they beat them the year before.
Oh, okay. That's it.
They beat them in the 13 seconds year. But then they lost a very close game the next year. They could have gone 2
in
a row.
Yeah. Okay. So, but they've won in Arrowhead.
They've won in Arrowhead in the playoffs.
Yeah, not that that matters to the Bills rivalry, but yeah.
No, like, well, it doesn't exactly, but it does in how, like, sort of the whole context of the last 5 years in the conference. You know, Cincinnati, I don't know if I want to say this. Do they outrank the Bills in this era for what they've accomplished? I mean, they have made a Super Bowl. They have won a playoff game here in a different season. They've done, have they done better than the Bills? Maybe not, but it's comparable. Like, it's both teams. It's not just the Bills and the Ravens who have to suffer at the feet of the Chiefs. It's Cincinnati, too, but Cincinnati does have that win in the playoffs in Kansas City, and they almost did it again. Well, the Bills have almost done it a couple times
themselves. Well, they haven't had, their regular seasons haven't been as impressive because they've had last year and they're having this year. But playoff-wise, it's closer than you might like, I think I'd say. If not, even advantage them. Yeah, I think I would. I think I want to put them fourth. Miami maybe is fifth, even though Miami's kind of dormant right now. But, you know, traditionally, rivalry-wise, yeah, Chiefs, Patriots, Ravens, Bengals, Dolphins, I think is how I would go, top five.
What about Houston?
That was the next team that I was thinking of before I said Miami.
They have a claim to some place on this list, right?
They do, like,
Allen has never won there.
If they, I think if they were to meet again this January and it goes, you know, at all similarly to how a couple Thursdays ago went, they're maybe knocking Cincinnati out of there, or they're knocking on the door. Miami, get out of here. Like, they're going to be in our hair if that happens again.
It's not crazy to think that it will.
I know.
That division, yesterday I mentioned at some point we want to be ranking the possible wild card opponents. Not official yet. Also, they could miss, but they're probably not going to miss. Just like winning the division will be hard. So you're going somewhere that first week. How many teams could it be? New England, Denver, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, I suppose, is one of them. If they win Sunday, they're...
Jacksonville, Indy, or Houston.
Jacksonville, Indianapolis, Houston. That's eight teams that could end up being a division-winning home team that the Bills would have to face in the first round. What's the best-case scenario? What's the worst-case scenario? Indianapolis is interesting right now. They've lost a couple. I have bets against the Colts, so I'm kind of like fired up to see them lose. I really don't want that so much otherwise, because I think they're kind of a cool story. But
best case is you get the AFC South winner if it's not Houston. Sorry for the disclaimer.
What's Jacksonville
there,
though?
But I not Houston.
Jacksonville is way different than Houston as an opponent.
They don't have the edge, guys. Like, the defense is not the best defense, the most fearsome defense in the league. And despite how that game went and looked and felt, the Bills had the ball, with a chance to throw into the end zone and win it.
How about this question? 5-6-7, if it ends up that the Bills don't catch New England, which they will not have any chance of doing if the Patriots win their games against the Jets and Dolphins. That's it. That's all New England needs to do to wrap up the AFC East. Those games are two games out for them. They have a bye, and then Bills, then Baltimore. They have to lose. For the Bills to have any chance of winning the AFC East, New England must lose to either the Jets in New York or the Dolphins at Foxborough. If that doesn't happen, is there any difference between 5, 6, and 7? Does it matter at all to you if it's 5, 6, or 7?
It definitely will as we get closer and this AFC South situation sorts itself out. Because who's going to win between Baltimore and Pittsburgh or Cincinnati?
Well, that's one question. Does that matter?
Right. It does to me, because I'd love to be the 5, right? Because if there are good teams at 5, 6, and 7, like better teams than normal because the way the year's gone, then the potential for upsets up top exists more realistically than it normally does. And so you're the five. You could be the last, you could be the highest seed standing in a scenario where, you know, the Ravens and the Chiefs somehow get in behind you and they knock off somebody up there. Maybe you're playing at home eventually. It might have to be not until the AFC title game, but it could happen. So I'd like to be the five. Not if I got to go to Baltimore, though. If I got to go to Pittsburgh, give me the five all day long. I mean, I just saw that movie. I think I'm not worried about that at all. Baltimore is a lot more intimidating.
Anybody want to take on that question? Are all the wild card eventualities, possibilities the same? 803-0550. Bulldog says they're not because of the Ravens. How long has it been since we've seen the Ravens look any kind of good? I mean, I'm usually a Ravens apologist, I want to say, but I haven't liked them in a long time. Even with Jackson back, he looks off, just really off. He looks bad.
Yep.
For some reason.
I just think there's still time for him to get healthy.
Me too.
And if they get there, if they can, whatever, just piece it together and find their way to it, I said last week, and I still feel this way, I would rather go to Denver as the seven, say, than go to Baltimore as the five.
Ooh, how about that? Anybody want to take that on? Let me think about that. I kind of want to. Ravens have two left with the Steelers to bookend their season. In between, at the Bengals, who they lost to pretty badly at home, New England, and at Green Bay. How many wins is that? They're 6-6? How many wins is that? And if it's 9, that's probably enough. Wow. What an interesting year. 803-0550 for your calls. Joe Goodberry on the Bengals. Sal Capaccio on whatever we ask him. That'll be at 5. The Sabres are in Philadelphia, 6:30 pregame, 7:30 game. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.